We welcome you to Bethel Baptist Church, and we take the hymn books at number 255, and we would like to start that. And we always start our service with the praise of God, and Blessed Assurance is one of the hymns, the more stable, more able to express the wonderful certainty of the believer. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. 255 in our hymn books. We sing the stanza and we pray together, all right? Father, we come to the evening service, and we rejoice in the fact that we can study the Scripture very seriously, that we can know the truth of this marvelous book, the book of Revelation, as much as possible. And Father, how great it is to look again, paragraph by paragraph, and see what you have to say. And I'm, Lord, rejoicing with the opportunity to study and to find God's will for the nations and for Israel and for the people that will come in. And then to find the glorious future that awaits each one of us in heaven, and how marvelous it will be our life forever and ever, as was promised in the Scripture, in the house of the living God. Thank you, God, that you left that book for us. And we apologize, Father, for ourselves for not reading the book very often. We have been told it's very difficult. Oh, it's a lot of symbolism. You cannot know the book. And I think Satan has done a good work. And the believers, that they do not read this book, who is full of hope and full of joy and assurance and great and wonderful strength for the believer, will come as we study and read it and discuss together. Now, Father, we pray for those who have to leave tonight, and especially the Laurel family, as Mrs. Breselton have an incident that demands attention physically, mentally, emotionally. And we pray for Victor and for his wife, that they will be able to comfort her and to guide her and to have peace. Thank you, Lord, for those who are here tonight. Thank you for those who open the airways or the internet to listen. And we pray, Lord, that later on CDs of these will encourage people to not be afraid of the book, but to really enjoy the book in this intensity, because you want to give us hope. In Jesus, we thank you. Amen. We encourage you for a few minutes to look upon the hymn books in here. And once again, on the board is our wonderful Tayan Jun. She is helping a lot because my wife cannot play the piano. And so let's give a hand to Tayan. Thank you very much. And to the nation of Korea del Sur. All right. All right, Korea, South Korea is here represented. Yes, we have a wonderful young lady. Vanessa, is that right? No, was it? Yesenia. Natania? Yesenia. I can't forget. Lucenia? Lucenia. Wow, that's a real Mexican name. Okay, tell me. 261. Muy bien. Lucenia, do you speak Spanish? Yesenia.
Is that right?
Yesenia. Oh, Yesenia. No Lucenia, but Yesenia. Okay. One and one. You, Benjamin, you give one and one, okay? One and one. Two pages. 261, and thank you for choosing this, is called Trust and Obey. I hope you do it with your parents, and I hope you do it with God, okay? But that's the way it is. And as you follow, it's hard. Decisions are against your own desires and passions. But as you obey, whew, the blessings that comes after. All right? All right, another hymn, please. I will cut the songs a little early so that we finish at 6 properly. But I want to have a minute of a section talking to each other. Señorita Lara. 299, all right? So good to see you, Señorita Lara. 299. I used to say, and where is Lara today, to your mother, you know? So go in the internet, you find it, she said. Now Lara is with us. What a joy. What a joy, Lara. All right? Day by day. The Pacific Hill service in Tayan. Tell me how things went over there. Everything went well. You play the piano there. There were a lot of people there attending. Good. Well, praise the Lord. All right. That is wonderful. Maria, Mary. 103. I used to know what number was that. But I get older. And one day. That's good. Number 103. That's the whole gospel in that hymn, you know, from the day of the coming of the Lord to the trumpet that we will see so much in the book of Revelation, the trumpet of the Lord. All right. Praying so good. If you think that God's willing this coming Sunday is glorious, imagine the day when the Lord will shine in glory. I wish I could be alive to see it, but no one said, you will see it later on, no one said the scripture, and the book of Revelation is very specific about this, no one will know exactly the moment, the hour, the day. Let me take notice of the internet. People are in the internet and they are listening and they request him. So tell me. 202. Thank you, brother. And these come from the land, the country of? From the country of El Cajon, California. All right. How wonderful we have family and families listening there in their home. One day it will be like this. I'm not sure how long it will be, but one day maybe United States will be divided like Russia in little countries as we started, if we continue in the way we go. But 2002, you said, that right? Well, things are expensive in America. Things are expensive. Everything is high. All right. So 202. All right. My wife just looked at me like I'm losing, but I'm still okay in times like this. Thank you. possible to develop this. Okay, there are two more, three more. All right, how can I say? All right, start with Benjamin. 39. All right, Benjamin, 39. And I think it's Andrew, is that right? Okay, number 39, one stanza on number 39. This is my Father's will. People with Casey directing, they are coming in. All right, Casey. 479. 479. All right. Oh, here. Yeah? Oh, no. Yeah. All right. Okay, Casey, you coming right in the front, okay? Because you need to guide these people. All right. 479. All right. Internet, the Pastor's Choir Extra Edition, no charge. All right. Señora Otero. 149. All right. 149. And then we go to the book of Revelation. I hope you have the two pages with the two sheets, well, four pages of a study for tonight. If not, you can raise your hand and in the back. They're loose, so you can put it in a binder and you can make notes on it. 149. When we see Christ.